This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest this time is Matt Barber, Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Council. The organization, which fights to preserve religious freedom and liberty around the country, was very much involved in a case down in Florida that was just resolved this week, specifically Santa Rosa County, Florida, where a principal and athletic director were on trial because they were accused of praying at an event that only had about 24 other adults, no kids from the school district even present there. Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
What was at the heart of this? Why were these school officials taken to court?
Well, first of all, the school district, on behalf of every employee with the school, certainly Frank Lay and Robert Freeman, entered into a consent agreement with the ACLU where they effectively waived the constitutional rights to freedom of religious expression of every student and every employee within that school district. Well, that is what was used as a hammer, the ACLU, when these two prayed over a meal that was unrelated to student activity, essentially related to a field house that was being dedicated. The ACLU went to the judge and asked that they throw these two in jail because they had prayed, because they had, in the ACLU's opinion, violated this consent decree, which we would argue is unconstitutional to begin with. So we are elated that these two have been exonerated, and that once again, the good news, the good thing that comes out of this is that the ACLU is once again revealed as the anti-Christian organization that it is. That is what this is all about, is drumming out any reference to religion within any form, in any public square, and that is what the ACLU is all about.
Matt, why was that previous agreement even an issue to begin with, and what explanation did the ACLU give as to why this prayer was so egregious?
Well, unfortunately, the school district's attorneys entered into this agreement on behalf of the school district. They were not represented by Liberty Council. Had they been, they would have known that what they were doing was unconstitutional. Essentially, the ACLU had actually enlisted informants within the school, because this is a Christian area and there are many Christians that attend this school. The ACLU, has raised about $300 million for their Heartland project, where they are targeting Christian communities for this kind of activity and placing informants within school districts and so forth to rat out any kind of reference to religion and so forth. So they, the ACLU, doing what they do, being bullies, they came in and threatened the school district with a lawsuit if they did not cease and desist from any religion-related activity. And the school's attorneys blinked, entered into this unconstitutional consent agreement, and on behalf of the students and teachers and the principal and athletic director and everyone else, So they were essentially bound by this consent agreement in the eyes of the ACLU and this judge.
Matt, and we're talking with Matt Barber of Liberty Council, was that the rationale of the judge, that the original agreement wasn't binding in any real way, or did he have some other rationale for saying that these officials had done nothing wrong?
Not at all. The consent agreement stays in place. Judge Rogers essentially said that the elements that were needed in order to convict them for a violation of a court order, essentially contempt of court, were that they knowingly and willfully violated the consent decree. The judge ruled that they did not knowingly or willfully violate the consent decree, so they were exonerated from that regard. However, the unconstitutional consent decree remains in place, essentially, again, telling these people, and students and individuals involved in the school district, that they cannot exercise their faith in any public forum. And this decree even is so overreaching and so overbroad that it goes out and essentially says they cannot pray publicly, even outside of school-related activities. So it is clearly arbitrary and capricious. It is an assault on our First Amendment religious liberties, but this is the end game of the ACLU. I cannot overemphasize this enough, that the ACLU, founded by anti-Christian bigot Roger Baldwin, they have civil liberties in their title, but they have nothing to do with civil liberties and everything to do with forcing any reference to Christianity specifically out of the public square.
I want to follow up on 2 points you just made, just to clarify, and the second one will deal with the ACLU. But in terms of this decision in this specific case, is what the judge basically said that if the same scenario were to play out again, then they would be guilty?
Well, certainly. If they knowingly and willfully, from the judge's subjective perspective, violated this unconstitutional consent decree, then they could be hauled before the court again and could again face jail time, again face losing their retirement, again face a fine of up to $5,000. So this is, it's far from over, and we have put, Liberty Counsel has put the school district on notice that we intend to challenge the constitutionality of this dissent decree here at the beginning of October.
You mentioned the history of the ACLU and its long history of being confrontational to Christianity, Matt. What is the explanation, not only for its ongoing mission to fight Christianity, but as to why a prayer at even a non-student event is somehow harmful in any way?
Listen, they have nothing but animus toward the Christian religion. The ACLU is not so much an anti-religious organization. They'll go to bat for Hindus or Muslims or anybody else. They are palpably anti-Christian. And so I think because of the current political climate in Washington, D.C. right now, with liberals controlling the Oval Office, liberals controlling the halls of Congress, they feel emboldened. And I think they're overplaying their hand. The American people are waking up to the reality that the ACLU is nothing but an anti-Christian socialist organization that wants to recreate an America, not in the Judeo-Christian tradition upon which our nation was irrefutably founded, but rather wants to recreate an America in their own secular humanist self-image. And I think they've overplayed their hand, and as we see, as on September 12th, and with these tea parties and town halls, and people are rising up, people are finally starting to recognize that the ACLU, President Obama, liberals controlling Congress, and their ilk, those who want to recreate an America, not in its original founding, people are rising up against that, and the ACLU is overplaying their hand, I think, in much the same fashion that our president is overplaying his hand right now.
Matt, you led right into the final question I wanted to ask you, because you joined me from downtown Washington, not far from where I am, at the Value Voters Summit, which is going on this weekend. Explain for our listeners what this gathering is all about.
Well, the Family Research Council Action, our good friends here in Washington, D.C., host this event. A number of organizations take part, certainly Liberty Counsel, the American Family Association, and a number of conservative, socially conservative organizations, pro-life, pro-family, pro-religious liberties and First Amendment organizations are having this event. I was just talking to Tony Perkins, the president of the Family Research Council, and the numbers of attendees here at this event have so far exceeded their expectations that we are having difficulty accommodating the number of people that are coming here for this event. There is an electricity in the air. People who have never been involved in the political process at all are here, and they're angry, they're disturbed, they're worried about the direction in which our nation is heading, and they are bound and determined to do something about it. I'll tell you, with discouraging things that are happening in Washington, D.C., this is not one of them. This is an encouraging thing. I'm encouraged to see that the American people are pushing back against this radical leftist socialist agenda that is being rammed down our throats.
Matt, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Matt Barber is Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Counsel. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.